Okay, today we're lucky we get to start a new perek. Ve'elu hein ha-nisrafim. This perek deals with those sins that carry with them the death penalty of burning. As we've learned before, burning in a Beis Din is where hot lead is heated up. The mouth is forced open by either a scarf, which is soft, wrapped around some sort of tough rope or a tough scarf, which is pulled by the two witnesses to force open the mouth, or by tongues that force open the mouth, and then the hot lead is poured down, that's burning. So which are some of the sins that get this punishment? Ve'elu hein ha-nisrafim, these are the people who get burned. Haba al isha ubita, a person who has relations with a mother as well as with her daughter. The Torah says, ve'ish asher yikach es isha ve'es ima, and a man who will take a woman with her mother, zimahi, it's a terrible, disgusting act, or eish yisrifu osov eshen, they shall burn him and them in the fire, v'lo tiya zima b'sochachem, there shall not be this type of immorality in your midst. So an example of Srefa is Haba Alisha Obita, a man who has relations with both a woman and her mother. A second example of a person who gets Srefa is Bas Kohen, a married daughter of a Kohen, Shazinta, who engages in Znus. As we've seen earlier in the Masechta, there's a whole argument whether that is a Bat Kohen who is an Arusa, who engages in Znus, or a Bas Kohen who's Nesua, or also Nesua, but maybe only Nesua. So a Bas Kohen, a married woman who's the daughter of a Kohen who engages in Znus, she's not loyal to her husband. Again, there is a punishment of burning. Yesh Bechlal Ishovita, when the Torah says that there is a prohibition of sleeping with a mother and her daughter, and that this prohibition carries with it the death penalty of being burned, included in that is Bito, is a man who has relations with a woman, let's say he rapes a woman, and then he has relations with her daughter. So even if he never married this woman, just having relations with a woman's mother and with the daughter also gets a burning, even though it wasn't Isha, it wasn't actually a wife at any time.
One-shot deal or the ongoing relation?
If he does it even once. If he had relations with this woman's mother, he's never allowed to have relations with this woman.
And vice versa, too.
Right, right. Included in Isho Bita is also Bas Bito. If a man raped a woman, and now he wants to have relations with the granddaughter of that woman, included in that is also Bas Beno, the daughter of his son. If he had relations with a woman, she had a son, and now he wants to have relations with the daughter of that son. If he does, so then they all get burned. And included in this prohibition is Bas Ishto. Let's say a girl is not his daughter at all. He married a woman, but before she had married him, she had been married, and in a state of marriage had had a daughter. So to be with the mother and the daughter is a problem. Uvas Vita, same would be to be with the granddaughter of his wife. Ubas Bina, and it'd be this prohibition to be with the daughter of the son of his wife. There's also, this prohibition applies to Chamoso, for him to have relations with his wife's mother, with his mother-in-law. The Eim Chamoso, this prohibition applies to have relations with the mother of his mother-in-law, the Eim Chamiv, as well as the mother of his father-in-law, because that's also, if he has relations with the mother of his father-in-law, it'll turn out he'll have relations with his wife, plus with her grandmother. So that's the prohibition of having relations with a woman and her daughter, where the Torah says there shall be burning. Again, the Torah says, Isha she yikach as isha ve'es ima, and a man who will marry a woman plus her mother, zimahi, it is disloyal, it is nus, it is lowliness, va'esh yisrifu osov es hen, they shall burn in fire, him and them, v'lo siyeh zima besochachem, there shall not be zima in your midst. Says the Gemara, Habal Isha Shanasa Bita. If a person has relations with a woman whom he has married her daughter, namely his mother-in-law, Lo Katani. That's not what the Mishnah said. Elot said, Habal Isha Ubita. If a person has relations with a woman, he marries her, and then he has relations with her daughter. Michlal, it sounds like the Tarvayu Isura, that in both there was a prohibition. It sounds like in both there was a prohibition. The Mishnah said, in the end, included in this prohibition is mother-in-law, etc. But it sounds like in the beginning when it says, Isho Bita, a woman and her daughter, it doesn't sound like his wife and the daughter of his wife, but it sounds like a woman where there is a prohibition. It didn't say a man who has relations with a woman when he has already married her daughter. But rather it said, if a person has relations with a woman and then with her daughter. Michlal, Ditarvayu li Isura. Sounds like both of them are prohibited. Now, but how could there be both prohibitions? Uman ninhu. So where is there a situation of having relations with the mother and her daughter where they're both prohibited? So it means like this. Chamoso, ve'im chamoso. He had relations with a woman and her daughter. That means he has relations with the grandmother of his wife, and then with the mother of his wife. So both were prohibited. Right, but it sounds like here that both of these were already a state of prohibition, right? It didn't say he married a daughter, which is a permitted act, and then he did the prohibited act of being with her mother. He says he has relations with a woman and her daughter. So why don't you just say he had relations with a woman and then with her mother? He can't have it.
Right.
So it sounds like it's talking about a situation where both women, both the mother and the daughter, were prohibited. Why were they both prohibited? Because this is a daughter of a grandmother-in-law. So once he already marries a woman, so now all of her mother and her grandmother and her great-grandmother are all prohibited to him. So he married, that's what the case of the Mishnah is. The Mishnah is saying he had relations with the mother-in-law and with the mother of the mother-in-law. The Katani, then the Mishnah goes on and it says, Yesh Bechlal Isho Bita, included in the prohibition of wife and her daughter, is also a daughter who's not from a wife, a daughter from a rape, and a granddaughter from a rape. Michlal, again implying, Tetarvayu Sivi Behedya, that this first situation of mother-in-law and grandmother-in-law is somehow explicit in the Pasuk. Vahanach, then these other situations in the Mishnah, Midrasha Asya, they are derived from added inferences. So that's difficult. Hanicha L'Abaye, that's going to work according to Abaye. Da'amar, there's going to be an argument later between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Ishmael. How do we interpret this pasuk? V'isha sheyikach es isha ves ima zimahi be'esh yisrofu. So that works according to Abaye, who said mashmos dorshin ika beinayhu, that there's an argument between them how to read the pasuk. That according to Rabbi Akiva, the pasuk is saying a man who marries a woman and then he marries her mother, namely the mother-in-law. I'm sorry, no. The pasuk is saying a man who's with the mother-in-law and then he's with the mother of the mother-in-law. That's why they both get burned. Because, you know, think about this pasuk. It's a difficult pasuk. Let's read it again. The pasuk says, Isha sher yikach es isha ves ima, a man who will marry a woman and her mother, zima hi, it's a terrible thing, it's zima, ba'esh yisrufu oso ves hen, they shall burn them in fire, him and both of them. One second, if he marries a woman, that's permitted.
She doesn't do anything wrong.
She doesn't do anything wrong. It's when he marries her mother that there's something wrong. So why should all three burn? So according to Rabbi Akiva, why are all three burning? Because the Torah is actually saying if he went to the mother-in-law and then to the mother of the mother-in-law. So that's why they should all burn. But according to Rabbi Ishmael, the way to read the pasuk is that he married a woman, and then he went and he slept with her mother, namely the mother-in-law. So really the pasuk means that just the mother-in-law should burn. Because as David pointed out, the wife didn't do anything wrong. So according to Rabbi Ishmael, the pasuk is actually not referring to the mother of the mother-in-law. So if so, so masnisin, so hanich labai dar mashmas darshin, if, according to Abaye, that there's an argument between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel about this, so then you could say that this Mishnah is the view of Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah is saying that there is a prohibition on mother-in-law and grandmother-in-law. That's explicit. That's the pasuk. And then, based on drashos, other situations are also included, like daughter from the rape, etc. El Rava, but according to Rava, to Amar, that said, in terms of what we're going to see in Ayin Vav, between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, Chamos Eliachar Misa Ika Beinayu, the argument between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, is not about how to read the Pasuk. Everybody reads the Pasuk as talking about a wife and her mother. No one says that the Pasuk is talking about mother-in-law and grandmother-in-law. But the argument there is, when it says, Osova Sen, not to burn the two of them, because the daughter didn't do anything wrong. When it says, Osova Sen, you should burn him and them, it's saying the only time the mother gets burned is if the daughter is still alive. And so the question is, what is the law if the daughter has died? In other words, is mother-in-law prohibited only as long as her daughter is alive and married to the husband? Or is mother-in-law prohibited even after the daughter died? Rabbi Akiva holds that the daughter has to be alive, and Rabbi Shmuel holds even after mother-in-law has died, even after daughter has died, mother-in-law is prohibited. So if that's the argument, so masnisin, so the Mishnah, which is implying that both mother-in-law and grandmother-in-law are explicit in the pasuk, money, who is it? Amlacharava, Rav will answer to you, Tani, so you have to change the language of the Mishnah. Habal Isha, a man who had relations with a woman, Shenasabita, that he had already married her daughter. So it's talking about a regular case of mother-in-law. It's not talking about Habal Isha Ubita, he has relations with a woman plus her daughter, that they're all prohibited. No, he had relations with a woman, and he had already married her daughter. So it's just talking about a simple case of mother-in-law. All right, going through further in the Mishnah. The Mishnah now said, Yesh Bechal Isha Uvita, included in this prohibition of mother with her daughter, is Chamoso, is sleeping with one's what? Mother-in-law. Ve'im Chamoso, and the mother of the mother-in-law. Ve'im Chamiv, and the mother of the father-in-law. So the Gemara says like this, Le'abaye, according to Abaye, that explicitly in the Torah you have mother-in-law and mother of mother-in-law. So Aidi de Kabay Lemisna Eim Chamiv, since the Mishnah is going to explain that one of the things learned from the extra psukim is mother of the father-in-law, Tani Nami Chamoso Veim Chamoso. It also mentions mother-in-law and the mother of mother-in-law. But Lerava, according to Rava, that mother-in-law is explicit in the pasuk. So now, according to him, I did the kabay lemisna, since it's going to say Eim Chamiv, the mother of father-in-law, the Eim Chamoso, and the mother of mother-in-law, Tani Nami Chamoso. It also mentions mother-in-law, even though mother-in-law is not really derived. Mother-in-law is explicit. That's what the pasuk is talking about. It's talking about mother-in-law. According to one opinion, according to Rabbi Yishmael, that's not every. Not every. That's what Rava says. Rabbi Yishmael holds.
Burning,
correct.
To me, it seems that the pasuk says that maybe it's at the same time. That, in other words, you can't have this incestual relationship at the same time. Like you can't take the mother and the mother-in-law at the same time. Because that goes to David's point. That what do you do wrong with the mother with the wife? You didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
Maybe if there's a situation where there's two women in bed, and that's where mm-hmm. not to get disgusting, but that's where we are here.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I see it like
right.
That.
Okay.
That's an illegal transaction. You know?
That's what the Mishnah makes it sound like. It says with a woman and her daughter.
Right. So at the same time.
That's what I
yeah, it's not like only at the same time though.
No one talks about that.
Right.
Why it would be all three of them.
Right.
Right.
Why you just rather? Because we know anything in Arayot, you're not allowed to after any death except you.
Mm. Depends on how you read the pasuk.
Yeah.
So now the Mishnah lists all sorts of women that if a man has relations with them, he would get burned, and the woman would get burned. So the Gemara says now, what's the source? Minahani mili, what's the source for this? So he answers the Gemara, Datan Rabbana, and we learned in a Braisa. The pasuk says, this is the key pasuk, Yishtashe Yikach, Es Ishav Es Ima, a man who will take a woman and her mother. Zima he, it's Nus, Paeshis Rifu Osov Es Hen, they should burn and fire him and them. Ein Li Ela Ishav Ima. So that's only a source about a woman plus her mother, namely mother in law. What about Bas Isha? Let's say he's married to a woman. How do we know that he can't have intercourse with her daughter from, let's say, some other marriage? or Bas Bitor, the daughter of her daughter, or Bas Bana, the daughter of her son, Minayin. How do we know that if he has intercourse, he would get burned? So the answer is, Ne'amar Kan, it says here in regards to being with the mother-in-law, Zima. Ne'amar Lahalan, and it says about daughter that it is an act of Zima. So there's a Gzera Shava. So Malahalan Bito Bas Bito Bas Bana. So there it's explicitly saying don't be with daughter or granddaughter or daughter of son. So Afkan, so here too in this Zima, it includes Bito Bas Bana to get the punishment of burning. Minayin Laso Scharim Kinekevos. How do we know that males are like females? Namar Khan Zima Vinamar Lahalan Zima Malahalan Scharm Kinakevos of Khan Scharm Kinakevos. It says here Zima. It says later also in regards to the prohibition of daughters, Zima. So there it was, males like the girls. So to here, males are like the girls. The Gemara will explain what this means. Inayin Lasos Lamata Kilamala. How do we know that below is like above? Namar Khan Zima Vinamar Lahalan Zima. Again, it says here Zima, it says later on Zima, Malahalan Lamata Kilamala, just like later on, below is like above. Afkan Lamata Kilamala, so to here, below is like above. Uma Khan Lamala Kilamata, and just like here, above is like below. Aflahalan, so to later on, Lamala Kilamata, above is like below. So now, Amamar, let's explain this braisa. Minayin laso scharim kinekevos. How do we know that males are like females? That's because the word zima is in both places. Mai zecharim kinekevos. What do you mean males are like females? Elim, if you're going to say that that means bas bina, kibas bita. How do we know that being with the daughter of the... the daughter of the son of one's wife is as bad as being with the daughter of the daughter of one's wife? That's what you need, Xer Shava Zima Zima. What do you mean? Ahadi Adadi Kasinan. That they're all derived together from the same pasuk. They're derived. It's from, what do you need a separate learning for that? Ella, so the point is like this. That aim chamiv ke'aim chamosa. Just like if he's with the mother of his mother-in-law, he gets burned. So too, if he would be with the mother of his father-in-law, they get burned. That's the source. So one second, ask Gemara. Hashta aim chamosa lo kamalan. Well, we haven't even found a source yet for the mother of mother-in-law. So now we're looking for a source for the mother of father-in-law. So Abaye answered, when it talks about males like females, this is what it means, like, this is what the braisa means. How do we know that relations that come from him, in other words, his daughter from a case of rape, or the daughter of his son, or the daughter of his daughter from rape, if he has relations with them, kishir habami mena, it's as bad as having relations with the daughter of his wife, or the granddaughter of his wife. So that the answer is like this. Namar Khan, it says here about a man who has relations with his mother-in-law, Zima. Namar Lahalan, and it says later on about relations that come from him, Zima. So just like with the Zima there, it includes relations from him. So to here, it's including the children from him. Ask the Gemara, Vahabish Erdi David, and the Pasuk that talks about his relations, Loksiv Bezima. It actually doesn't have the word Zima. It says Ervas Bas Bincha O Bas Bitcha Lo Segala Ervasan Ki Ervas Chahena. The nakedness of your daughter or your granddaughter don't reveal because it's your nakedness. So the Gemara answers, well, it says something else there. It says Ki Ervas Chahena, for they are your nakedness. And that links us to another Gzeira Shava. It says, she'era heina, in regards to the she'era heina, these are the relatives of the wife. So since we have a gzera shava heina heina to link daughter to the daughter of wife. Now in regards to daughter of wife, it says zima. So therefore, it's as if it says zima in regards to daughter. So asya zima zima. And that brings over the word zima. And once you have the word zima, so it's if it says in regards to him having relations with his daughter that it's a zima. And we know that it says in regards to mother-in-law that it's a zima. And in regards to mother-in-law, it says that that zima gets burned. So that means when he has relations with his daughter, he also gets burned. Correct. Yeah.
So the Hemna is from his wife's daughter.
Correct.
And Zima is from his own daughter. Is that right?
Zima is from
his own daughter.
Mother-in-law, and actually Zima is written in regards to yeah.
Can we read it tomorrow?
Yes, exactly.
Rabbi, we have to do this on the Erev Yom Kippur?
This is the Mincha of Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
Mincha of Yom Kippur is about all the prohibited relations.
Wow, perfect timing. Yeah. When he's talking about the bear, it's Mishkaber Sarah.
Yeah.
Okay, so the
not yet. No, not yet. No, the child of the Ben, the daughter of the Ben.
Ah, the daughter.
Amar, we also learned in this braisa, minayin lasos lamata kilamala. How do we know that below is like above? And the answer was, again, zima, zima. So Gemara asks, my lamata kilamala, what does it mean, below is like above? Ilema, if it's climbing to say that the generation below is like the generation above, and therefore at bas b'no bas bita, having relations with the daughter of the son or the daughter of the daughter is kibita, is like the relations with the daughter, and their bowl, all of it gets burning. Asks the Gemara again, b'hadi adadi ka sinan. We already learned that already from the word zima. Why do you have to again repeat that? Ella, so rather, what does it mean below is like above? It's to say that the generation above is like the generation below. In other words, Eim Chamiv, the mother of his father-in-law, the Eim Chamoso, and the mother of his mother-in-law, are Kachamoso, or as prohibited as being with his mother-in-law. So the Gemara now asks, Hai lamata kilamala, this is below being like above. Lamala kilamata, it should be that which is above, namely the older generation, the mother of mother-in-law, is as bad as that which is below, as the mother-in-law. So the Gemara says, you're right. We're trying to say that mother of mother-in-law is as bad as mother-in-law. And Tani, you have to change the language of the Braisa. Lamala kilamata. How do we know that the level above is as bad as the level below, that for a man to sleep with the mother of his mother-in-law is as bad as sleeping with his mother-in-law? It's based on the word zima. That's what it's trying to say. Ihachi, if that's the case, so then the Braisa says, and how do we know that above is like below? Namar kan zima, v'namar lahalan zima. It says here this is an act of zima. It says later it's an act of zima. So one says umahashta inhi loksivi. But if you're going to say that mother of mother-in-law and mother of father-in-law are not written in the pasuk explicitly, so zima did who? So where did it say that their act is an act of zima? Zima did who ksiva? Does it say there that their act is an act of zima? Amar Abaye, so Abaye explained what the latter part of the braisa means. It's like this. Hachi kamar, this is what it means. Minayin lasos shlosha doros lamala. How do we know that three generations above namely the mother of mother-in-law, right? He has his wife, that's one generation. Then her mother, that's a second generation. Then her mother's mother, that's a third generation. So how do we know that three generations above are kishlosha doros lamata, are like three generations below, that a person can't be with his wife and her daughter and her daughter's daughter? So being with his daughter's daughter is as bad as being with his daughter. So Namar, the answer is Namar Lamata, talks about that which is below his wife. Shara Heina Zimahi. The Namar Lamala talks about above his wife. Ki Yikach Es Isha Ves Ima. The man will marry a woman plus her mother, Zimahi. So Malamata, just like when it's talking about the generations below, Shlosha Doros, there are three generations included in the Psukim. Aflamala, so two in the generations above. Shlosha Doros, there are three generations. So,
four generations would be okay? I
mean, four generations is not biblical anymore, right? So now, till now, we've learned that there is a punishment of death, of burning. But where is there the prohibition? So the God of the Brisa continues. Uma ba'onesh, just like in the punishment, asalamata kilamala, it makes that which is below, namely daughter, like that which is above, like mother-in-law. It says zima and both get burning. Saf ba'azhara. So now we can learn in terms of the warning, in terms of the prohibition, the other way. Asa lemalam kilamata. The prohibition is explicit about daughter. And the word in the prohibition is zima. And it says also about the punishment, zima, in regards to mother-in-law. So just like there's a prohibition of daughter, there's also a prohibition of mother-in-law. Ravashi said, la'olam, you don't have to change the language of the braisa. Rather, kidakatani, can leave the braisa the way it was before and say, just like later, below is like above, so to here, below is like above. Umay lamata, so what are we trying to say here? What does it mean, below? Lamata b'isur, where there is a lesser prohibition. And what does above mean? Where there is a greater prohibition. So basically the way to read the braisa is like this. How do we know that mother of mother-in-law and mother of father-in-law, which is less of a prohibition, is as prohibited as mother-in-law, which is a great prohibition? So the answer is, because it says in regards to the daughter of wife, zima. It says in regards to mother-in-law, zima. So just like in the daughter of wife, it refers to the granddaughter also, which is a lesser prohibition. So too, when it talks about the zima of mother-in-law, it's not just the mother-in-law who's the big prohibition, but even the mother of mother-in-law or the mother of father-in-law. So now the Gemara asks, once we've explained that the braisa is learning that daughter and daughter of son and daughter of daughter are as bad as daughter of wife and daughter of wife and daughter of son of wife. So why don't we make the following lesson like this? Mahi, just like with wife, im imasuralo, he can't be with her mother's mother. Can't be with the grandmother of his wife. So afhu aim emo asura lo. So him as well. His mother's mother should be prohibited to him. And we know that that's only an Isidra Abana. Amar Abaya answered, no, Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Ervas imcha lo segale, don't reveal the nakedness of your mother. Imcha he, she is your mother. That's to say, he, exclusively, she's your mother. Mishum imo atzamachayvo. Yatamachayvo mishum im imo. There's a biblical prohibition on mother, but not a biblical prohibition on mother of mother. I think it is. Rav Amar, Rava said, Bein l'mad Amar, both according to the opinion about all Gzeiro Shavos, Dun Mina Umina, that you learn something from another source, and then you keep on learning things from that source, Ubein l'mad Amar, or according to the opinion, Dun Mina, you learn something from a source, but V'uki Ba'asra, but then you put it in its new place. Lo Asya, you couldn't learn grandmother, his mother's mother, from the prohibition with his wife's mother and his wife's grandmother. The one who says when you learn something from a source, you keep learning from that source, because I'll say like this, Mahi, just like with his wife, Imasura, the mother of the mother is prohibited. Afhunami aim imo asura. So let's say, if you're going to say that his mother's mother is prohibited, umina, let's keep looking at the wife. Mahi, just like with her bisrefa, it would be with stoning. Afhunami, so to him, should be bisreifa. If he's with his mother's mother, he should be, burned. You can't say that. Why? The madam asreifa chamura ikalamifrach. If you're going to say like Rabbi Shimon that burning is worse than stoning, say like this, malihi shekein ima bisreifa tomer buhu shima biskila. When he's with his wife's mother, that's burning. So it makes sense that when he's with the mother of his wife's mother, there's also burning. But when he's with his own mother, the punishment is stoning. So now if he's with his mother's mother, it should be even worse. He should get burned. Doesn't make sense. Oh, and furthermore, Imo Biskila. Veim Imo Bisrefa. Oh, and furthermore, Mahi, just like in regards to the relatives of his wife, lo chilakta ba ben ima le'im ima. There was no difference between mother and the mother of mother. So afhu, so it can't be with him. There's a difference. So also, lami lo tachlok bo ben ima le'im ima. You shouldn't compare, you shouldn't make a distinction between his mother where there's stoning with his grandmother where there'd be burning. Well, lamada maskila chamura. Now, if you say that stoning is worse, so now when it's with his grandmother, it's a little bit less of a prohibition. It should be a little bit less of a punishment. But still, mehai kushya, from this question, loni dunya, that should knock out the ability of deriving one from the other. Rabbi Hananya ben Akasha omer, Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu lezakos es Yisrael, lefichach hirbo lehem Torah u'mitzvos, shenemar, adonai chafetz l'man tzidko, Yagdil Teravi Adir.